individual cease and desist order hearings. And we'll take a break so people can set up. And I guess then the prosecution team, is it in your intent to start alphabetically? Our intent was. Okay. So why don't we... So Mr. Alibi would be first, and then who would be second? Would they settle? Did they settle? That's right. And then Ms. Coleman will be second, and who would be third? And then 1046, Douglas and Paula Dishon would be third. So
who is third? Sorry.
We're going to take a 10-minute break.
Dishon.
Okay, everybody, we're ready to resume. And first thing I wanted to take care of was just the making sure that the documents that Mr. Scheib had used and relied upon at least were marked. And then I would ask the prosecution team if they have any objection to those documents coming into evidence, coming into the record.
Do you want me to tell you where they are?
We have copies. Do you have copies of them?
Yes, we do. They were contained as part of, I believe, Mr. Scheib's evidentiary submission.
Okay. I just want to make sure we know which ones he used, because they were not referred to except by date or by author. There wasn't an exhibit number attached to each one.
If I might answer, at the beginning, Ms. McPherson referenced Scheib 1013 info PDF, and that was the file.
But I think there may be other documents in that that you didn't discuss.
That had all those documents in there.
Well, I think, it raises a good point, Mr. Young, that probably those things that Mr. Scheib did display on the ELMO should be marked as some type of exhibit here.
Okay.
And so we know for the record what it was that was being referred to.
Okay. And are there any objections to them coming into the record?
No objections.
Okay, fine. So
other than they're simply documents.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Are they going to be
All right. Mr. Murphy had asked me for time to do the CSD's closing, and I was going to let him do that before we begin the individual cease and desist order hearings. And I think we had discussed that anyway early on. So,
thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Let me just see how much time.
Oh, Mr. Chairman, this will take me 2 minutes.
2 minutes?
Don't worry.
Okay.
On behalf of our client, I would like to thank you for your service to the state. Thank the prosecution team for their vigorous protection of the state's waters. As we all know, we're here today regarding two issues. First, are persons who own or occupy each property discharging or threatening to discharge in violation of the prohibition in the Basin Plan. It is our contention that no evidence has been brought forward thus far to show that any individual person who owns or occupies any property is discharging or threatening to discharge. In the absence of any such information in the individual hearings to come, it is our contention that no CDOs or other enforcement may issue because there will be no competent evidence on which to issue them. Second issue, are the requirements of the proposed cease and desist orders the appropriate remedy for violations of the prohibition? Again, I think Rob Miller made some interesting comments today regarding the county critical path, regarding a better CDO that could be issued with more complete time schedules contained therein. It's our contention that if you do go ahead and issue CDOs, we ask that either you hold off on issuing them until the county develops a critical path that can be tied into the CDOs to make them a more practical and equitable document or order, or in the alternative to at least push back the 1/1/08 date for what I have called the safe harbor in order to give some wiggle room for what at last check was a $138 million public works project, it being our contention that 1 month of wiggle room is simply not enough for a project of that magnitude, and that, again, as a practical and equitable matter, having the individual defendants lose the safe harbor due to that small bit of wiggle room would make these orders subject to review and potential vacation. Thank you again for your service to the state, and I wish you all a happy holiday season. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. The prosecution team would have an opportunity to provide any kind of a closing in response to that closing.
Yeah, we are hoping to reserve our right to close at the end of all of the proceedings.
Okay. Well, what will happen is the board is going to adjudicate each CDO as they come up.
Oh.
And not at the end. So that as we go through this, each one is actually going to get a individualized hearing in that regard. So the board is going to hear that evidence, then the board is going to rule. And then we will be done with that CDO.
Can I consult just a moment with the prosecution team?
Pardon me?
Can I consult for just a moment
of
with
course.
The prosecution team? Thank you.
We have it. We handed it to Reed Sotto. He has it, but
when you get up there, we should
catch
that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Would you like to do?
We'll just make a brief statement also.
Okay. All right, go ahead.
As Mr. Murphy just mentioned, the board is reviewing two main issues. First one, are persons who own or occupy each property discharging or threatening to discharge in violation of Los Osos Baywood Park prohibition in the basin plan? It's our assertion that the people named in the proposed orders live on those premises, they have septic systems, and therefore there's no doubt that they are discharging in violation of the basin plan. So the answer to that first question is unquestionably yes. The second is, are the requirements of the proposed CDO appropriate for this violation? And we also believe that the answer is yes. Mr. Murphy says that perhaps we ought to wait for a better schedule from the county, but I think it's clear from the testimony, including Mr. Miller's testimony, that a better schedule does not yet exist, and that the January 1st, 2008 is the first best date that we have to put and enforce in these CDOs.
Excuse me, we're getting a little bit of audio interference from the back. Okay. Go ahead, Mr. Packer.
It's clear that despite some of the testimony you've heard today, that the individuals in the prohibition zone are the ones responsible for the discharge. The county's not responsible for the discharges that are taking place. The regional board is not responsible for the discharge. The individuals who live in the prohibition zone and use septic systems are individually responsible for the consequences of violating the prohibition. We'll hear some individual testimony as we move forward here, but our recommendation remains the same, that you adopt the CDOs at the end of each of those individual hearings. Thank you very much.
Okay, why don't we then begin with Mr. Alibi?
Yes. Mr. Chair, when is it appropriate for the board to ask questions?
The board can ask questions at any time.
Okay, well, I just have, I think on this issue of whether or not the folks are discharging, since it was brought up by the CSD's attorney on his closing, how did the prosecution team know who was living on what property within the zone? How did you know that these are the individuals that have houses?
We got the original list from the county assessor's office.
Uh-huh.
And so we issued the proposed orders to the people named on the county assessment rolls. We asked them to verify that they indeed live at the property or own the property. And so we have, for most of them, verification that they actually do live or own at the facility, at the property.
And is that in the record? The verifications?
Yeah, those are in the form of letters or emails back from designated parties.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Did you receive any correspondence from anyone that you sent letters out to based on the assessor's list whereby they said, we don't live there, we don't own it, there's been a mistake? We don't have anything to do with that property.
We'd sent originally 50, and five parties responded that they don't live within the prohibition zone or are hooked to a community system, and those we withdrew.
Right. Of the 45?
I don't believe so. Matt?
Of the 45 that we sent the proposed cease and desist orders to, I believe there were two properties where it was occupied by a tenant, okay? And so the owner acknowledged that it was occupied by a tenant. In one case, one of the tenants was somebody, a contractor that was working on the sewer project, and he moved out of town. And so that property was unoccupied for a while. And we've been in communication with that person and the owner of that property, and they told us that they were going to find a new tenant, and so they were basically saying that they're going to continue to use the property.
Okay, but I guess my question is, you didn't get anyone to respond that they were not an owner of the of one of the 45 properties.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Okay.
Yes, you did.
Okay. All right. Any other questions from the board? If not, we'll go ahead then and start with order number 1019. That would be
there's no challenge
Mr. Alibi.
There's no challenge for what they said.
The order that we're going to follow is in the November 21st notice.
Okay.
And let me just go through this briefly. We're going to have a presentation of property-specific evidence of violations a need for each proposed cease and desist order by the prosecution staff. Then we'll have cross-examination of prosecution team by the individual cease and desist owner recipient. Then we will have presentation of property-specific evidence by individual property owners or tenants subject to each proposed cease and desist order. That'll be followed by cross-examination of the individual property owners or tenants by the prosecution team, and then rebuttal testimony by the prosecution team, and then rebuttal testimony by individual property owners or tenants. After that, then the board will deliberate and decide what to do. So, Mr. Sato, please proceed.
Matt Thompson will be making a presentation.
No,
Harvey, can you please toggle to the...
Okay, and then Mr. Richards just reminded me that we're going to have closing arguments then by the individuals named in the proposed cease and desist order and then by the Water Board prosecution staff. Then we'll have the deliberation. Mr. Sato, you have 15 minutes, so I'm going to... That's an estimated time, but that's what we were told was sufficient, so we will keep you to that.
We think that'll be plenty of time.
Okay. And Mr. Allaby, you, if you want to stand up there, you can, but or you can sit down and wait, and then you'll be... you can cross-examine from up there or wherever you're seated if you would like. But you can wait until they finish their presentation. Okay. You ready?
Yes, thank you. Okay. I'm displaying here a map of the Prohibition Zone boundaries. That's the blue line outlining the community. All of the designated parties' properties are depicted by blue dots on this map. Christopher Alibi lives at 1071 Green Oaks Drive. He is order number 1019, and that location is depicted by a flag there. He's within the the property is located within the Prohibition Zone boundaries. We understand from the information provided by him that the property is occupied, that they utilize a septic system for wastewater management, and that the occupants are discharging waste from their septic system. That'll be all for now.
Okay. Mr. Allaby, you can cross-examine then the prosecution team on their examination. If you have any questions you want to pose to them based on the testimony that they just put forth.
Yes, I do.
You can do it from there or from up there.
No, I've left my paperwork at the podium.
Wherever you want to do it is fine.
Okay. Is the... I'm sorry. Chris Allaby, A-L-L-E-B-E, 1019... Okay. Is the burden of proof on the water board that my residence is discharging into the aquifer?
Yes.
Okay, and that, how exactly was it determined?
I'm sorry, Mr. Allaby.
Discharging into the aquifer.
Let me add to that question. I think the burden of proof is on the prosecution team to show that you are in violation of the discharge prohibition.
Exactly.
Could you restate your second question? I'm sorry.
No. How exactly was it determined that the illegal discharge was emanating from my property into the aquifer?
Well, you did not indicate otherwise that you did not occupy the property.
Well, what are the you're assuming though that I'm discharging into the aquifer?
You've notified
on
us.
On what basis?
You notified us that you occupy the property.
Or I occupy the property. Yeah, that's true, but you aren't answering the question. How is it determined that I was committing an illegal act? Was there...
You did not indicate that you do not have a septic system.
You didn't put your...
Right. But obviously... okay, I guess what I'm getting at here... you know, I'm assuming that I'm presumed innocent.
We, no, Mr. Allaby, right. I think that's argumentative, but yes, you should presume that we have an obligation to present information and evidence to this board, either generally and as it applies to your particular property, that there has been a violation, threatened violation of the discharge prohibition zone, such that an order of the board would be appropriate that we're asking for.
Yeah, well, I'm just talking about my specific property. I mean, was there actually, was there actual test wells used to determine this on my property?
As I testified earlier, no, sir.
Okay, so there's no absolute scientific proof that I'm discharging into the aquifer.
I think it's safe to assume that if you occupy your property, you're discharging from your septic system and violate the basin plan prohibition.
But is that a legal assumption?
I believe so, yes.
Okay. Okay. I'd also like all testimony from the CSD included by reference into my joint testimony. You can do that. Okay.
Mr. Allaby?
Yes.
Excuse me, but when you refer to all the testimony of the CSD, are you referring to the statement that was made today by Mr. Murphy, or are you referring to the documentation that the CSD has provided?
No, just any testimony that was given today by the CSD.
I think we've already agreed that all evidence that was submitted prior to the individual cease and desist order hearings would automatically be incorporated.
Mm-hmm. If I remember correctly, everything except the documents which have been objected to by Mr. Sato is automatically incorporated. Those documents will be dealt with on an individual basis correct. When relied upon. Is that correct, sir?
That's right.
Yes, I think your understanding is correct, Mr. Chairman. We did object, except for the documents that we've objected to, which are both documents on Exhibit A and Exhibit B.
Correct. Okay. All right. We will now go to cross-examination. Okay, Mr. Allaby, you have 15 minutes.
Okay,
we need to put his stuff up here. Yeah.
Let me know when you're ready.
Okay. All right, we're all set.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, this now this testimony will be slightly convoluted here. I don't have my photographic memory anymore, so I have to kind of skip around my handwritten notes, so bear with me. Okay, I'm CDO number 1019, Chris Allaby. I've been notified by the RWQCB to submit testimony in regards to the issuing of cease and desist orders on my real property located at 1071 Green Oaks Drive in Los Osos, California, and to articulate reasons for not issuing such an order. Mr. Bruce Payne, CEO number 1000, is my next door neighbor at 1051 Green Oaks Drive, and our properties are of similar square footage. We have two people living in each home, and Mr. Payne will submit technical and legal arguments that are essentially the same as my own, and we submit these arguments jointly. My own and additional arguments revolve mainly around the morality of this issue. This project was never cost-benefit sustainable. The idea of a zone within a community paying for a project of this size and complexity that supposedly benefits the entire water basin is ridiculous. We're having another unfunded mandate stuffed down our throats by people that have been down the throats of people that have been paying for theirs and everyone else's problems via property and income, sales taxes for years. And now this project comes along that will almost double those obligations for 20 to 40 years. All this to reduce a non-hazardous nitrate problem that may possibly show results in 25 to 40 years. This is as per Metcalf and Eddie's reports. Okay. Don't expect us to vote on an open-end 218 procedure with no spending cap, and let's have no single-source bidding. I really don't see why this is not considered a public works project out of public funds, i.e. our money. At the very least, we should be able to qualify for an interest-free SRF loan that would save us approximately $20 million alone. I object to the methods used to choose the first 50 CDO victims here. Businesses were excluded. The random selection was complicated and not witnessed by both sides. We weren't the agency that issued the building permits for the homes now allegedly polluting our water supply. I don't see why any of us should get a CDO. We bought our properties in good faith. And now we are facing horrendous costs and disruption for basically 1 to 2 points of nitrate in the water. You would have to consume 127 gallons of water at maximum allowable nitrate levels to consume the nitrate in a pound of bacon. I'll leave it to you to decide how ridiculous this is. This awful cost with no clear benefit to the citizens or local ecostructure is the root cause of all the dissension over this matter. Okay. Now, I have some things to say about the revised settlement option. Okay, we can we can still be fined and punished if the county does not meet its projected deadlines. If the county doesn't put out, we shouldn't have to lose our houses over it. We're supposed to believe that the water board will be reasonable if these timelines not met. The self-same board has been very reluctant to grant continuances. We have two people I'm aware of that are hospitalized that claim they can't get a continuance. We can still be documents submitted here for the settlement agreement still leaves us open to the every other month pumping, fines, and other non-defined punishments. Okay. This has made the responsibility of citizens who are and cannot afford to hire attorneys. Roger Briggs, who is the primary prosecution agent for the last hearings, is not available for comment. And the regional board refused to reveal his location, only that he was on some sabbatical. I've looked over all this paperwork in reference to the wastewater project. I have about an 18-inch stack, and there's nothing in any of that paperwork that it even encourages cooperation between the CSD, the water board, and now the county. The county, even at this date, they haven't officially taken over the project, have already informed us that they've got their own collection system in mind. I also have some concern if the county doesn't produce and we enter into the fines, deportments, firing squads, whatever. How is the penalty collected? In cash? By liens on the individual houses? I'd like some clarification on that. Just one example here of looking at, of apparently what we can expect from the regional board. This is an article from the newspaper dated October 11th of this year, and it's titled RWQCB Now Pushing for $5,000 Fines, and it goes into the whole procedure. Guys, it's very difficult to believe you're going to be reasonable. And articles like that pop up in the news media. The cessation of discharge date of January 1st, 2011. This looks real innocent, but in the past here, this is all dependent on the project moving forward. Well, let's go over the project moving forward. It's been stopped plenty of times before through lawsuits, 218 failures, you name it, earthquakes, funding being pulled, this business of an inspector needing a C-42 license to sign off our septic tanks. How long is that going to take for just... there can't be more than a couple of licenses out there in Los Osos for 5,000 property owners. It's going to take 10 years for that one guy to check all the tanks. Again, you're asking the average private citizen to decide a complicated legal issue. This business about the... In the agreement order, in the settlement order, you mentioned that the staff is responsible for signing people up. Now, I would expect if I signed a document, I would want the board to fully approve everything in that document and sign it before I did. That's the normal way of doing things. All right. Yeah. Okay. All right, we have these guys. Okay. My position is that the CDO system is not the remedy. It's not the right tool for the problem. It doesn't clean the water. It doesn't help fund a project. It doesn't help build trust for a 218 vote. The process to punish is just not just. There were no businesses selected. The random selection of CDOs, I was informed that... the two employees of the water board were the ones that ran that random selection. That's just not right. There should have been somebody there from all sides. The fact that individuals are up for getting CDOs is unparalleled. That's apparently never happened before in the state of California. We bought our properties in good faith. We've done nothing wrong, and now we're polluting the aquifer with nitrates. And then I've already shared my position on that. Is that about it? Oh, okay. This is one of my favorites. Okay. I don't know how many, I know there's at least two others. I am completely computer electronic illiterate. I don't know anything about running a computer, and I guess I'm too old and stupid to learn, or stubborn. But to ask me to send in 12 copies of every little piece of paper in my file because I can't send it electronically is just out of line. It's nearly impossible. And what else we have? I think that's about it. Get that. Okay. Myself personally, I have no way of getting all my pals together and buying a bunch of shovels and building a sewer project. So basically, by signing any of these agreements, I'm leaving myself wide open to lose my property. So that's about it for me. If possible, I'd like to kind of transfer any time I have left to Mr. Payne, my co-worker.
He has his own time slot, so.
All right.
No. But if you want to call any witnesses, you want Mr. Scheidt to get up, you want to ask him questions or anyone else, you've got a couple of minutes left.
Okay. All right. Rob Scheidt, please.
Yes, Rob Scheidt.
Okay. All right. And then, what are we trying to find out in what position? What should I ask? Okay, so, okay. Okay, Mr. Shipes.
Yes.
Did you depose Roger Briggs?
Yes, I did.
At what time? And out of that deposition, was there anything anything mentioned about the settlement issue?
That is actually where the settlement started. I was asking Mr. Briggs questions about how he could stop this whole process and not waste the board's time and other things like that. And basically, he said he was no longer in charge of the prosecution at that point, and that Mr. Packard was.
Okay. And did he make any mention about the selection method for CDOs?
Yes, I believe he did. I think he said it was just a random draw.
Okay. Now, how many people were you able to contact that you were in fact having a deposition?
I don't remember at this point. It wasn't very many. The night before, I was a candidate for the La Sosa CSD. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to do any campaigning because pretty much all my time was taken up trying to get the settlement taken care of. And the day of the first candidates forum, about 5 o'clock, I received a phone call from Mr. Sato trying to find out whether or not we are going to be going with the deposition the next day. And because, as I believe the board knows, there was a lot of questions on whether or not it would go through, and then it finally ended up going through, but we couldn't come to agreement until the night before. Then I had to run out to the candidates forum, and so I wasn't really able to notify anybody.
Okay, final question.
Final question.
Yeah, and that'll be the 15 minutes.
Okay. In your opinion, what are the weak points in the settlement?
The weak points in the settlement is, first of all, that it's enforced under a cleanup and abatement order as opposed to being imposed as a time schedule order or something like that. As I stated, my goal was to bring 40 to 45 people in. And the reason why is because I believe the prosecution's their case was weak and they would lose. And my fear was that if they lost, that it would stop a sewer project from going forward, and I wanted that to happen, and so I was trying to get the prosecution and other people to get to a point where we could settle this through informal enforcement or some other measure besides CDOs and cleanup and abatement orders.
But we got what we got.
Okay, thank you. Any cross-examination by the prosecution team of this witness or of Mr. Allaby?
I don't have any questions for Mr. Scheib.
Okay. Any for Mr. Allaby?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Just and very briefly. Mr. Allaby, you were just asking Mr. Scheib about a deposition of Roger Briggs, and I believe that occurred in October 4th, 2006. Is that correct?
No, I have it here.
If you recall.
Oh, I'm sorry. Was that being addressed to me? Okay. Oh. Okay. No, I don't recall.
Okay, but the deposition that you were just asking Mr. Scheib about, you attended that deposition, isn't that correct?
Yes, I did.
Okay. And do you believe that you had the opportunity to ask questions at that deposition, isn't that correct?
Yes. Yes, I did.
Okay. You have indicated that you're not aware that individual cease and desist orders have been issued anywhere in the state of California. Is that correct?
No, I didn't say that. Yes, I recall saying that.
Okay. And what efforts have you made to find out whether such individual cease and desist orders have been issued in the state of California?
Well, I should probably rephrase that a little bit. There's been individual cease and desist orders on businesses and companies that are polluting the water supply or whatever. I'm not aware of any CDOs being placed on private citizens on a private residence.
Okay. So I take it you're not aware that the Lahontan Regional Board, which is otherwise sometimes known as Region 6, has issued and had issued a number of individual cease and desist orders to residents in the area of the Eagle Lakes for septic tank discharges?
Okay. If it would be permissible, Mr. Scheib would be the one to answer that question. I'm not personally aware of it, or if I was told, I've forgotten it over time.
All right. And I'd also like to know, in terms of the evidence that has been listed on Exhibit B, can you tell me whether there's any of the documents on there that you intended to rely on in your presentation?
Now, I'm sorry. Could you repeat that, please?
Yes. There was an Exhibit B submitted on behalf of the designated parties, and I wanted to know if there was any documents on that exhibit that you intended to rely upon for your presentation.
Okay. I'll need a minute. Okay. I've incorporated by reference Mr. Bruce Payne's testimony, and I'm aware of 85, line 854. Yeah, what was that? Okay. Okay, we've got the Blakesley letter resolution.
Could you say
the Spaulding report?
Mr. Allaby, we need the numbers. If you can tell us what numbers.
Oh, 854. Any of these? Yeah, 859. 864. And 867. Yeah, 869 on the next page. I'm sorry, Exhibit D. And 876.
And kind of just, I want you to keep answering Mr. Allaby, but I'm going to move to strike 869. That was a document we already struck from the CSD's presentation.
Okay. That objection is sustained.
I'm sorry, Mr. Allaby, you can continue.
Okay. 876, 884, 881.
And
last go there. 888. Yeah, 888. And Cleith on 896. Okay, should I keep going?
Yes.
Anyway. Yeah, 898. 905, 904. I'm going a little backwards here. I'm sorry. 903, 4, and 5.
Okay. And I'll just ask to have 905 struck from the record because that was a settlement communication from the prosecution team to Mr. Allaby and others.
Okay. I would agree with that. Sustained.
Okay. Shall I continue?
Yes.
All right, yeah. 909, 10, and 11. And then 916 and 917. And then, 922. Should I keep going here?
Yes.
Okay. All right. 926, 927.
I'll move to strike 927.
Yeah, that's
irrelevant.
Sustained.
Can that be argued? Can that be argued to not why that's needed?
A public records request?
It's actually a packet of public records. It only goes to the question of why we're getting CDOs because the project was stopped and could have continued last November, and because the project was stopped, we have CDOs. If the project was being built right now and construction had kept going, we would have never received a CDO, an enforcement action. The enforcement action is because the construction stopped on the project, and this explains why the construction stopped. And it was not the fault of the individual, but a disagreement between the CSD and the State Water Resources Control Board.
Yeah, how is that relevant to the issues that we've outlined? I mean, what tendency does this document have to prove or disprove any facts or issues that are before us?
Well, it's just a cause and effect. It's what it's pretty much why we're here. We wouldn't be here had that not occurred. And it was way beyond the control of these individuals.
Mr. Santo?
Yeah, I just don't think that kind of issue is relevant to the inquiry that you're here making today. And I still believe that is not relevant.
Okay.
I would be inclined to advise you that the circumstances arising in the context of the community services district's proposed project are not relevant to the issue of whether or not the individuals are discharging in violation of the prohibition, or whether or not the cease and desist order is an appropriate remedy for those violations if, in fact, the board finds that those violations are occurring or threatening to occur.
Okay. I'm going to sustain the objection. So they won't come in.
Can you note our...
It really... Your objection is noted.
Okay, I just wanted
really
to make sure.
It really is... At best, tangential to what is before us, at best.
I understand.
You know, Mr. Alvey, with all of these documents he's noting, he really didn't refer to them in his, you know, even in his letter submission. And so, you know, to allow them in because he's identified them, the ones that we're going to allow in, you know, it's hard for the board. I mean, the board isn't making a decision because of a list of numbers and documents. So anyway, let's move on. Those will not come in. That's 927.
So here's one. Then you're down here to right here, get Glenn Stillman.
Okay. Okay. 940. 943.
Yeah, I object to the introduction of 940.
Right. Okay, I'm going to sustain that because if it has to do with the prohibition zone boundaries, that issue is not before the board.
That was submitted with their original packet.
Original
Bruce,
packet?
Bruce Payne and actually Bruce Payne and
I don't
Chris Alvey submitted a packet together.
Yeah, I know it's already there, but just because it's presented, it's just being offered, and so we're not going to accept it.
But
just because someone could attach newspaper articles to their written submission, that doesn't mean it comes into the record. So
he was also a witness last April, but on the witness list, but he wasn't.
Well, witnesses can testify, okay, but
it's not available now.
That's not hearsay. The documents that have been created out of court are hearsay unless they come in under some exception.
Okay.
And the prohibition zone boundaries are not at issue here. So 940 is out.
Okay, shall I continue?
Yes.
All right.
Go through the list.
Okay, 945. Yeah. Did I already say 943? Okay. 950. Yeah, look at these other ones.
No. At this point, I mean, that is simply an article written by somebody. It's a, if they want to have it in here, I don't really see the relevance, but.
That looks familiar. Schroeder.
Do you have an objection to it, Mr. Sato?
It is simply a newspaper article. I would object as to the relevancy. I should say newspaper article. It's some kind of written article by this person, Mr. Lieberman, talking about certain subject matters. I don't know what it has to do with today. I certainly right. didn't hear Mr. Alibi argue anything within this document.
Right. Okay. 950 is not coming in.
Okay. 952.
Same objection.
Yeah. Not coming in.
He did mention that he was afraid that he could lose his home and that there would be, his property. It had to do with the property.
He testified to that, so the board has heard that testimony. But this is an article by someone else, maybe talking about something similar.
Talking about real estate and.
It's speculation as to whether that is going to happen at some time in the future. I think Mr. Alibi's testimony goes to that. The article is not going to add to that, and the board isn't going to be able to sit and read that article. I mean, if it was important to him, he could have attached it, like what Mr. Scheib did.
Mm-hmm.
He attached a number of papers that he thought was important to his case, and so the board was able to read through those in their packet. So 952 will not come in.
Okay.
This shows the fear on the part of
the
Yeah.
Are there more?
Are there any more? There's one last page. Any more? No, the note 953 is in and 954 is in. Anything that the board has done or the chair has done is in, is part of the record. The settlement agreement, there's no problem with that. The declaration of Mr. Sato, that is, see, that's in another case. That's the other case, isn't it? But
no, that was in this matter.
That was this one.
This is one that you ruled on.
That's in also. Yeah, and then 957, 958 should be in the regional board's files, so those would come in. Okay? All right. Next would be Mr. Allaby, any rebuttal testimony? Well, let's find out. Are you done? That was good.
Yes.
Yeah, we're finished regarding documents. We'd like to take a couple minutes with some rebuttal.
Well, it's not rebuttal yet. You're okay. Finishing your cross-examination of Mr. Allaby.
Okay, just one quick question.
Okay. Mr. Allaby?
Mr. Allaby, do you deny that you live at the residence address that the regional board staff has identified for you? All right. Is the information that we have for you by, from the region board correct, that you reside at 1071 Green Oaks Drive in Los Osos?
Yeah. Can you turn the mic on, please? Can you repeat your answer?
Oh, yes.
And is it correct that you utilize a septic tank, an on-site septic system at that site?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If it's permissible, I would choose to take the fifth on that.
Well, you can't do that because this is not a criminal proceeding.
Oh, it's not?
No, it's not. Some folks may think this is, but unfortunately they would be mistaken if they believe that. This is an administrative hearing.
Okay. No, I just assumed that if you were accused of a crime and there were penalties to pay for being convicted, that we're
crimes,
dealing with a criminal
crimes
procedure.
Come out of the penal code.
Right.
Okay. No one is mentioning penal code violations.
No, I understand that.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
With all due respect, Mr. Chairman, the CDO, as proposed, would allow the executive officer to refer this matter to the Attorney General for criminal prosecution. So I do believe that because his testimony, if he gives it, would lead to an order that could result in criminal prosecution, he may have that right. I would ask that counsel for the board consider that. Thank you.
I don't think that's a correct interpretation of the law. This is right now an administrative proceeding. We are entitled to ask questions and have those administrative questions. This is a civil, in the nature of a civil proceeding at this point in time.
I would concur with Mr. Sato on this. This proceeding is not a criminal proceeding, and the possibility that there might eventually be a criminal proceeding that arises out of these circumstances is very remote and speculative. Mr. Allaby should answer the question.
Well, he should. I mean, the board has contempt powers. I don't want to go down that line with people. You know, let me just suggest this: if you don't want to answer the question, Mr. Allaby. The board is going to be able to take any inferences they want from your refusal to answer the question. So, I think we'll leave it at that.
All right, Mr. Allaby, I was wondering if you could tell me that. I think you said in your slide up there that. Well, let me just ask you: Are you interested in connecting to a community sewage treatment system.
Are you referring to the present settlement order? Am I willing to hook up to a system?
Yes, are you willing to hook up to a system? That's my general question.
In other words, the system's there, and am I willing to hook up to it?
If there's a system there, would you be willing to hook up to it?
Of course.
Okay. And
I would have done that 15 years ago.
Are you familiar with the AB 2701 process?
Not exactly, no.
Okay. And if you could just tell me your own words, why would you be interested in connecting to a sewer if one was available to you?
According to all the paperwork and procedures we've been going through for 10 or 15 years here, I would probably get fined a zillion bucks if I didn't.
So the only reason...
If I had an on-site system of my own and they put a community sewer in, no, I would not want to hook up to the community sewer if that was an option. But from what I've seen in all these proceedings, if and when it goes in, it won't be an option. You'll have to hook up to it or be fined accordingly.
Thank you. I don't think we have any other questions.
Okay. So now would be your opportunity for any rebuttal testimony. And by rebuttal, it's not open-ended. It's really any evidence to specifically rebut or...
Sorry, Joe.
Where are we?
Okay.
Yes, rebuttal testimony by the prosecution team. Go ahead.
Thanks. Everything I had was covered in cross-examination, so...
Okay.
Not necessary.
All right. And then there would then be no rebuttal testimony by the individual because there's no rebuttal testimony by the prosecution team. Okay. Closing arguments then would be Mr. Alibi.
Yeah.
And then followed by the prosecution team.
I'm guilty of anything, and that all of our, as far as the community of Los Osos is concerned, their heart's in the right place, and they've tried countless times here to get in a wastewater system. We've had two CSDs that have let us down, and I really don't like seeing this inflicted on the general population.